next to the crucial talks in Austria on Iran's nuclear programme, the so-called P5 plus 1, that's the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, are trying to do a deal on curbing Iran's nuclear programme in return for a lifting of UN sanctions. Despite some progress, there are doubts now about whether a deal can be done by tomorrow's deadline, as Al Monitor journalist Laura Rosen has been telling me.
So they've been trying basically to get a final Iran nuclear deal by the deadline of tomorrow, the 24th. It seems like what they're aiming for in the past week is something a bit more limited, which would be essentially the outline or the political agreement in the next day or so. And then they would use the time that they need after that with experts to finalize all these kind of legal issues and technical issues. So that seems to be what they're trying to get in the next day or so.
Has anything been agreed by the various sides so far, Laura?
There are issues where there's more progress than on other issues. For instance, on this turning this underground enrichment facility of Fordo into a research and development facility. I think that's essentially been almost agreed. But as you've heard the negotiators say many times before, nothing's agreed till everything's agreed. And you know, you've heard the analogy of this complex negotiation to a Rubik's Cube. So if you move one thing, something else may go out of whack. So officially nothing's been agreed, except that tomorrow is the deadline.
And what exactly, or do we know, are the main sticking points?
The last three big issues that have kind of been a hard obstacle for the last few months are the size of Iran's enrichment capacity in a final deal. This is how many centrifuges they'll have. Sanctions relief, how, you know, Iran clearly wants more, faster. Some of the Western countries want to make sure that there's still staggered sanctions so that you make sure they're complying in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Iran clearly wants that to be faster. And also the duration of the entire agreement. The West wants it longer, Iran wants it shorter. So if they can horse trade on those elements in the next day, we might be able to get a political agreement here.
What's the mood at the moment, Laura? Is there any optimism that they'll meet this Monday deadline? And if they don't meet that deadline, might a new deadline be set?
So, last year in Geneva, when they got the interim deal, there are wildly swinging moods. Last night, there was sort of a sense of, Iranians talking about, we're trying to get this political agreement very much, but if we can't, This morning, there seems to be a little bit more momentum, a little bit more energy. We have more foreign ministers arriving in Vienna. The Russian, the British, the German, the Chinese foreign minister is apparently coming by the morning. So there's a bit more sense of momentum and therefore sense of, maybe we can get this political agreement.
If there is this agreement in Vienna, does it then have to be ratified by the various political establishments back in Washington and Tehran before anything really happens?
I'm not sure if it has to be not technically ratified, but it's more a matter, at least on the U.S. side and probably on the Iran side as well, of managing the opposition to those opposed to a deal, making sure they don't take steps to sabotage it. So I think if they can get something, my sense as last year, is then the U.S. can start selling it. It's very hard to sell a deal they don't have yet and saying what all the good qualities will be, same on the Iran side. So it's made it very hard for them to combat very forceful opposition in both of their capitals.
Well, that was foreign policy reporter Al Monitor's Laura Rosen there.